You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Troy Deeney to score in a Watford win is 2-1 from 8-5, and Jordan Ayew to score in an Aston Villa win is 10-1 from 7-1. Sometimes we see teams get relegated and then play with the pressure off, and they often go down swinging, really. They pull out some draws and some victories, but you just get the sense, Derek, that's not going to happen with this Aston Villa side. They just seem to lurch from one crisis to the next. There doesn't seem to be any spirit there, and it looks very difficult for me to make any sort of case for them, even against the Watford side, whose season's been done for a while.
Yeah, and they're only 4-1, Villa. I mean, you know, you couldn't possibly back them. You couldn't, and it's not like, as you say, some teams who have been relegated, they do play with the shackles off, and they'll suddenly get a result from nowhere, and you think, why weren't they doing that earlier in the season? Well, they didn't, because they were under pressure. But it's quite the opposite with Villa. The club is in disarray. The players don't care. They haven't cared for a long time. Board members are leaving in droves. It's a shambles, an absolute shambles, and they can't win this game. 4-1 is a terrible price for them, even against the Watford side that, you know, can't score, and teams have gone at every level. Watford of 4-6 makes no appeal. But what I would say is that, okay, I don't expect Villa to win this game, but they're playing against a team that don't score many goals. You know, Ighalo and Deeney, the goals have just dried up for them. So if Watford are going to win, and it's a long time since they won a game, it's going to be by a narrow margin. So what I'm saying is Villa plus a goal at more than odds against, I think, is worth a bet here. Because I just think, when I see Watford at 4-6, given their recent form, I think there's got to be value in opposing them. But then you see it's Villa who are opposing them. You can't go for them. But with a goal start, maybe, especially as there was a little bit of a glimmer in Villa's most, that result against Man United, the 1-0 defeat at Man United, they showed a little bit there, didn't they? So I'm going to give them one last go. But again, it's probably, if all the fixes in the Premier League this weekend, this is the game I'd leave alone.
Okay, Villa plus a goal then in the betting at 23-20. Dave, any chance whatsoever for Villa?
Well, Derek's made some unbelievable shouts on the podcast this season, particularly in the first half of the season. I hope you're not doing all your cash on Villa and Everton, Derek.
I think I fancy Everton, but this Villa one, yeah. Well, Watford aren't going to steamroll at a team, are
no,
they?
No, they're not. They're two bad teams in action here, aren't they, in terms of second half of the season performance. The problem with those Villa prices you just mentioned, Derek, is they're all derived from that 4-1, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that 4-1, they should be bigger than that. They just should be bigger than that, Aston Villa, to win a Premier League match. They've lost 10 successive league matches now, Aston Villa. That's the longest sequence of league defeats since 1963 for them. They've lost 25 Premier League games this season, which is incredible. The record, by the way, is 29, so they can't... unfortunately for them, I think Villa would like to actually, if possible, trump the likes of Derby, Sunderland and Ipswich. Sunderland back in 2005, Derby in 2007 and Ipswich back in 1994. They lost 29. So Aston Villa, that's one target that they won't be able to scale this season. Odion Ighalo's waited so long for a goal in the Premier League. Scored in that fixture against... Arsenal in the Cup, but he's gone such a long time. I don't think there's going to be a better opportunity ever for him to get on the score sheet here, because he's going up against Julian Lescott and Micah Richards, who have just been appalling, I think, defensively for Aston Villa. So I'll chance Odion Ighalo, who hasn't been in great form, for him to get on the score sheet here. And I think that if you believe that Watford's poor run was down to the Cup distraction, now that's out of the way, they might perform in these last three games. I think Watford will win, but I'm not attracted by the price at 4-6. Similar thoughts to Derek, really. I don't think that Aston Villa are big enough at 4-1. So I'll play Odion Ighalo to get a goal in this game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.